We are back. The Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. Gunsmiths every Saturday morning, 8 to 9. And John right over here, he's the gunsmith. We're going to talk about fit and feel of the gun. We haven't talked about hunting season at all yet, John.
No,
you haven't done
a countdown.
You haven't done any of that stuff.
I got my crossbow out ready to go. So I have been doing some scoping, but I have not been doing shooting yet. So they just got the... The soybeans just got cut out of my field, so just this week.
Yeah.
So with the frost this week and everything, I'm excited. But we after the heart screening, I'll have a little bit of time.
Is
to
it
hunt, so.
Is it too late for somebody to get a new rifle for this season? Will they still have time to get it practiced up and scoped in?
A day
and ready
that
to go?
Ends in Y.
Is it okay?
Is a good day to buy a gun.
But
so
yeah.
you can get a gun.
Well, can they get a new rifle? Is it too
yes,
late to get a new rifle for hunting season?
No, you can get a new rifle for hunting season right now.
Okay.
Go out today and pick one out. You'll be all set.
Fit and feel is going to be important on that when,
you're picking
out the rifle.
And actually, I'm going to talk about fit and feel for your carry gun is what I'm going to talk about today.
Oh, gotcha.
Because we're going to talk about carrying,
concealed carry, scenario training.
And, you know, fit and feel for a rifle is tremendously important, but it's also important for the confidence building.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like when I start the show in the morning, I start off with a full cup of coffee.
Yes, sir.
My cup is filled to the brim. I want your confidence to be filled to the brim.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want you to be so comfortable with the gun you have in your hands that you know its abilities and you know a man's got to know his limitations.
Just like your coffee mug.
Just like grabbing a coffee mug, you got to have your confidence built with the right gun.
It's got to be an old friend.
Is it the right caliber? You know, you remember Breaking Bad? You remember the movie, El Camino, the movie?
Yeah.
When Jesse shoots a bad guy with a gun he had hidden in his pocket. And they go, oh, you got a 22. And he says, you're going to put my 45 against your 22. That's what the bad guy said to him. He didn't know he had a 32 in his pocket and shot him from his pocket to kill him.
Oh.
Well, the point being, Jesse was confident with the gun he had in his left hand. But he showed the gun in his for his right hand, which was just a 22. Well, 22 is still a dangerous, dangerous weapon. But is it the right caliber for self-defense or for, you know, scenario training for an incident at your church? Probably not.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
It is. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto, 743-4210, right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. I've been there like four times this week.
I've been there.
I've been dropping buddies.
Twice my
dropped you
week.
Off after the show.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and so we've had lots of fun. We've had in and out of there like mad. They're busy, but man, get on the list. Get your car fixed up. Get the tires you want and the brakes fixed and the front ends and alignments, all that stuff. We're ready.
We got three things they diagnosed.
Because they say they're fixing the roads, but I don't know if I believe them.
They fixed one, and it's part of the roads, is the wheel bearings.
Oh.
It was louder than crazy.
Yeah, you're like part of the roads are taking. Part of the roads are potholes.
Well, the roads, yeah, mostly potholes, but that wreaks havoc on your wheel bearings. They can fix those. The engine mount is a little loose.
Uh-oh.
But I'm glad that it was that and not the transmission.
You need to get slipping. Maybe a coating of crazy glue on it.
Something.
Might help it out.
I got to tell you, or a new car. Because the other one is the, and they diagnosed this, and they just let me know. They don't do it, but they pulled the computer out of my car, and because it happens when it's cold. So they put the chip or the whatever it is, the board.
Board,
in the freezer.
Wow.
And put it back in.
That's dedication.
Wouldn't start. And then they warmed it up, and they put it in, and it started. So they said, looks like you're got a problem with cold with your computer board.
Wow.
I said, well, I told them it was cold, but they isolated it to the computer.
That's amazing. Yeah. Expanding and contraction.
And now it's up to me. I know what I'm talking about when I go, because you've got to do that sort of thing through the dealership. They don't do, because you got to reprogram it.
Yep.
So, but in any event, they hooked me up. They let me know what's going on, fixed what they could, and sent me on my way with knowledge. So
cool. Well, hey, and that's, you know, it's a lot like Tim from Tri-County saying, you really don't need a new roof right now.
Yeah.
Just what they did for you. You
right.
don't probably don't want to put more money into this car.
Yeah.
You got to take it to the dealer. He sent me to the dealer a couple times too.
It's yeah.
Things that are dealer
right.
items. So
yeah.
You do what you can. But that's Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto Service Center right on Dort Highway, 810-743-4210. Tell them you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show. That will certainly help. You can link to him right from my website as well, the Gunsmith Show or thegss.com. So and you can also do a lot with us on Facebook. It's a little frustrating. The Facebook police have been out strong again lately. A whole bunch of my friends in the gun industry are getting their pages shut down or a 30-day shutdown.
Yeah.
And they gave me two warnings this week and said, and we're doing real peanut butter and jelly advertising. All we're doing is saying what's going on with hunting season stuff, but they don't like the pictures of guns.
Mm-hmm.
So they're hitting me for it. So I might end up shutting that page down. I might just go all Instagram and X. So I'm not sure yet what I'm going to do, but I've had a lot of fun over the past 15, 16, 17 years on Facebook since 2008. But it might be over with. It might be real soon. So now we're going to, I want to talk
fit and feel.
You know, we're talking about that 22 with Jesse from Breaking Bad. Is it the right caliber? Is the gun the right color? Is it, you know, you might have one of those purple guns and you don't want to have a purple gun because it looks like a toy. They're not toys. Do you have the right holster? These are all things that make your life better. When you have the right holster, the right gun, it's the color you want. Are you carrying the right ammo? These are all questions that take time to figure out. That takes some money too, because you're going to spend between the holster and the ammo, it'll cost you the same amount as what you paid for the gun to get it the way you want it. But it's worth it in the long run. So make sure if you're carrying it, you're comfortable with it, and your confidence is filled to the brim, just like my coffee was at 8 o'clock when we started the show. So now on today's market, there are outstanding guns that will work really, really good. And I just wanted to touch on a few. And these are the ones that actually advertise a lot in USCCA magazines. And what they are is good guns that have got all the little power points that make them be that car that everybody wants to buy. You know what I mean? You know, remember when everybody was buying Chevy Equinoxes? Go to a parking lot and be 15 Equinoxes because it was affordable. It had everything you needed. And it got you from point A to point B. Might not have been the best, but they had better models. Well, it's the same way these guns are. These have the right stuff that impressed me enough to say, I would gladly put those on my list of guns to get. And I have a lot of friends that have these. So we're going to start with the FN Reflex. Now, Fabric Nationale came out with this Reflex. They've always had the 509s, and I used to have the FN 45s, and they're beautiful guns, and they worked flawlessly. Well, when they came out with the FN Reflex, one of my good buddies, Joe, got one right off the bat. He bought it real early. He went to where it was an FN supplier doing a shoot it before you can buy it, and he really liked it. It fit his hand good. He liked the color. He bought it, and he carries it darn near every single day since then. So the FN 9mm Compact has a great grip. It's very easy to rack. They say it's 23% easier to rack the slide on an FN than comparable like Smith & Wesson's and such. It is very concealable. It's available in several colors. It's got a lot to offer. And you can get them in all kinds of different variations, but you're going to spend between $500 and $700 on these. Sometimes you'll find them on sale for like $484. That's going to probably be a bare bones model, but just get the very best you can and try to get a pistol pack when you get these, where you get like 5 magazines with it. That way you can make sure all your magazines work. I know too many people that have magazines have never put in their gun and say, oh no, I'm saving it. Well, what are you saving it for? Make sure it works. Load it up with ammo, shoot it, and make sure it works. So check out the FN Reflex. You'll like it. Now, another gun we haven't talked about in months that I'm still very impressed with, the Rost Martin. That's Rost Martin, the RM1S. This is a 9mm Glock copy, made in America, subcompact 9mm, same size as Glock 19. Optics ready, flat face trigger that's excellent. It's got a very, very short reset on the trigger, so it's excellent for your follow-up shot. Ambidextrous magazine release. It's got a very nice ergonomical grip. The ergonomics are just excellent, and everything's in the same place it would be on a Glock. It's got a light rail on it, and the price is great. These things come, it does take Glock mags, and it comes under $500. So very, very impressive. That's the Rost Martin RM1S. check it out. Now, if you want something that has a lot of ammo with it, I mean a lot of ammo, something you want, you're going to shoot and you know has the ability to hold at least like 20 rounds, try this one out. Look for a 5.7 by 28 and consider it. Now, there's several versions. Smith & Wesson has a great one. Kel-Tec has it in rifle form. So does Smith & Wesson now. Ruger has a bunch of them. The 5.7 Rugers are great looking guns. But Kel-Tec has made the smallest 20 round capacity, 20 plus one, and the lightest of the 5.7s on the market. It is, this might be the one for you. Now, the price on these, right now, when you can find them, they're back ordered everywhere I've been. They're about $400 for a 20 round. Now, the difference is these load with a clip. They don't have a magazine, they have a clip. They feed from the top like an old military gun. But once you get used to it, you don't have to buy all those magazines and have 20 or 25 bucks involved in magazines. You have the clips filled with ammo, and 5.7s are small rounds anyway. They're just a little bit bigger than a 22 Magnum, but they've got some just explosive ammunition there that works out really good. So check it out. It might be the gun for you. Be careful because some indoor ranges do not allow you to shoot these. But a very cool gun, and it would be good for personal defense. And it might be that lighter load that can make you shoot very effectively because they barely kick. So something to consider, the Kel-Tec PR 5.7. Check that one out. Now, the Echelon by Springfield Armory is the next one I want to talk about. This thing is gorgeous. I like everything about the Echelon. Springfield Armory, I've had kind of a love-hate with Springfield Armory. I like most of what I get from them. Every now and then I get a gun that I'm not happy with. But Springfield always makes it right. So, and that happens, you know, some people, you know, swear by Cadillacs, and other people, every time they buy one, they break down. So same thing with guns. But this Springfield Echelon is truly a beautiful 9mm. The ergonomics are just good as heck. So go see if it's the gun that fits you, because it fits me to a T. Between $500 and $700 is what you're going to spend on it. It is a top contender. If I'm going out to look for a new personal carry gun right now, it would be a Springfield Echelon for a good sturdy frame gun. I really, really like them. And all these guns basically are going to compare in some way, shape, or form to a Glock. So remember, Glock has the full line. 19s, 19Xs, 43Xs, Glock 48s, and Glock 26s. And the bigger guns, the Glock 34s, if you can hide a Glock 34 and have a long-barreled semi-automatic high-capacity gun with good sight radius, go for it. So just know that Glock has a tremendous assortment of guns out there to choose from that are excellent for self-defense. So remember, go to shooter@thegss.com. Send me an email if you'd like. Let me know what your choice is, or even send it to me on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. But we got more coming up in the next segment from Williams Gun Sight. We're going to talk about what's available in the used market that I think would be perfect for you.
Back right after this. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1.